This is Akashvani, the news read by Xing Biahui. President Draupadi Murmu has asserted that children are the future of the country and that teachers have a duty to instill in them moral values, critical thinking skills and a sense of responsibility towards society. President Murmu was speaking after conferring the National Award 2024 to 82 teachers in New Delhi this evening. She emphasized that respect for women should be shown not only in words but in practice as well. The president said that the status of women in any society is an important criterion for its development. The president told teachers that the generation of their students will create a developed India. She advised teachers and students to adopt a global mindset and world-class skills. President Murmu stated that great teachers build a great nation and that only teachers with a developed mindset can create citizens who will build a developed nation, she added. She has expressed confidence that by inspiring students, teachers will make India the knowledge hub of the world. Each award comprises a certificate of merit, a cash prize of 50,000 rupees, and a silver medal. India and Singapore have exchanged 4 memorandums of understanding for cooperation in the fields of health and medicine, education and skill development, digital technologies, and the India-Singapore Semiconductor Ecosystem Partnership. The two countries also agreed to alleviate their ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which would give a major boost to India's Act East policy. This was decided after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart, Lawrence Wong, today. During the talks in Singapore, both leaders reviewed the progress of bilateral relations. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Singapore, with an investment of around $160 billion in the Indian economy, is a leading economic partner for India. In his remarks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Singapore is not only a partner country, but also an inspiration for every developing nation. Later, Prime Minister Modi and his Singaporean counterpart also visited AEM Holdings Limited, a leading Singaporean company in the semiconductor and electronics sector. Mr. Modi invited Singaporean semiconductor companies to participate in the Semicon India exhibition to be held in Greater Noida this month. Prime Minister Modi also met President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has left for India after his successful visit of Singapore. Earlier, briefing the media about the Prime Minister's meeting with Singaporean leadership, Secretary East in the External Affairs Ministry, Jaideep Mazumdar, said the discussions between the leadership of Singapore and Mr. Modi focused on how India and ASEAN, with Singapore as one of the most important partners, can contribute to making this an Asian century. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today asked the armed forces to be prepared to face any eventualities to preserve peace in the country amid ongoing conflicts world over. He asked top commanders of the armed forces to analyse events such as the Russia-Ukraine war, the Israel-Hamas conflicts and the current situation in Bangladesh and to remain prepared for any unforeseen challenges. Presiding over the Joint Commanders Conference in Lucknow, Mr. Singh said that India is a peace-loving nation and the armed forces need to be prepared for war in order to preserve peace. Reserve Bank of India RBI Governor Shaktikant Das affirmed that India's economic growth remains on track. He said that the central bank's projection of a 7.2% GDP growth for FY25 is realistic. In view of the price hike of onions, the centre today started the retail sale of the kitchen staple at a subsidised rate of 35 rupees per kilogram in Delhi NCR and Mumbai. Onions will be sold through mobile vans and retail outlets of the National Cooperative Consumers Federation of India Limited, the National Agricultural Cooperative Marketing Federation of India Limited, e-commerce platforms and outlets of Kendriya Bhandar and Safal. Union Minister for Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav, today announced that the national exit test and next for Ayush will be effective from the 2021-2022 batch onwards. At Paris Paralympics 2024, India's judoka Kapil Parmar won bronze medal in para judo men's 60kg J1 category, beating Brazil's Ailton de Oliveira. This is the first medal in this event in India's history of Paralympics. Currently, Team India is standing on 14th spot in the medal tally with 5 gold, 9 silver and 11 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.